Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 5, verse 7. This is talking about Jesus. Hebrews 5, 7. In the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. This is the kind of suffering he's talking about. What kind of suffering was it? What was the prayer on this occasion? Doesn't this sound like him praying in the garden? What was the prayer? Let this cup pass from me, but what? If it's your will, not my will, but your will be done. That's the kind of suffering that he's talking about when he says, after you've suffered a while, the Lord make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. What kind of suffering is it? It's suffering having to submit your will. Not getting your way. If you don't do any of this, you will not grow up. You'll not be perfected. You'll not be established. You'll not be strengthened. You'll not be settled. Brother Hagin, I was just talking about Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now, has a book called Must Christians Suffer? If you hadn't read it, it's real good. Must Christians suffer? And in it, he talks about that. And he makes the statement. He'd made it in my presence before people talking. He says it like this. Would you like to know why I'm settled today? And I tell you, I worked closely with a man for year after year. And none of this up one day, down the next, temper fits, depression. Never, never. 20 years that I was around him. Never, never. If you ever heard him teach and preach, you could listen to a tape from 1953 and listen to one from 1993 and think they came from the same thing. He said, would you like to know why I'm established and settled? And he was and is. He said, it's because I've suffered. But then he'd go on to explain. What do you mean? He said, not suffered sickness and disease. God healed him when he was a teenager. Yeah. Or he'd have died. Not suffered poverty. God brought him out of poverty, made him blessed and rich. What? And he'd begin to tell examples about some of the churches that he pastored. He said in the beginning, nearly every church that I pastored was a divided church. He said on some of the ones I took, the first Sunday I took them, half the crowd sat on this side and glared at the other half sitting on the other side. And they had fought and fussed and carried on until there was just tension and strife. And he said the deacons were used to running the thing. And he said sometimes he'd pray and build himself up and study and be loaded, you know, for bear, so to speak, and go out to preach. And he said it's just like somebody poured a bucket of cold water on you. He said you try to preach it out, it's like a rubber ball. Go out and hit the back wall and just bounce back and hit you in the face. And he said it's hard, tough. Folk act like they didn't want to be there, act like they didn't want him to be there. And he'd go back and tell Miss Aretha, they're laying in the bed to go to sleep that Sunday night, just fatigued from the day. And he said, you know, if I didn't know God told me to be here, first thing, well, I'd go right now and get a U-Haul trailer and just back it up to the parsonage and load this thing up and we'd be gone now. And in the morning, they'd come by and find the house empty and go, what happened to Brother Hagin? How many understand a lot of people didn't just feel that way? They did it. So they never were established. They never were settled. They never were perfected. But he didn't do it. He stuck it out. Stayed where he was sent. Can you say it out loud? Stay.
Stay.
Where you sent.
Where you're sent.
Stay.
Stay.
Where you sent.
Where you're sent.
You won't prosper. You won't develop, you won't grow up if you don't. I've seen it. People I went to school with at Rhema. People I started out with. I mean gifted. Ability to speak. Special anointings in their life. But for the last several years, I mean the last decade or two, no ministry at all. Barely surviving. Why? Well, they wouldn't stay where they were put. They had to have it their way. They wanted to run everything. Couldn't take instruction. Couldn't stay hooked. Not realizing, even though you got a call on your life, that doesn't mean you're ready to step into it. You got to be trained. You got to develop. And what Jesus say? If you haven't been faithful with that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? And I didn't intend to teach on this tonight. This is in none of my notes. But I believe, just like we prayed in the beginning. Right? And it really all ties in together. I mean, Jacob was burnt, wasn't he? Not once. This is costing him money, do you understand? Every time a deal goes this way, he gets burnt. He realizes. He comes up on the short end. I mean, he's worked and worked and worked and worked. Let's go back and read a little bit about his work. Genesis. To remind you that this boy wasn't just sitting at the desk with his feet crossed now. Let me remind you what he was doing. Genesis. Can you take a few more minutes?
Yes.
Good. Genesis 31, 38. This is at the end of his service with good old Uncle Laban. Beware the fine print. How many of you got to be pretty shifty to burn the same guy 10 times in a row, man? You got to be sneaky. And Jacob said this in verse 38, Genesis 31, 38. He says, this 20 years, everybody say 20 years.
20 years.
Say it again.
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 20 years.
How many years?
20 years.
Not months.
No.
Not days. How many?
20 years.
I've seen people run up to somebody like Brother Copeland or Brother Hagin. I've had people come to me the same way. And they've been in three services with them. And they want you to lay hands on them so that all your anointing will come on them. But say, what's wrong with that? That ain't how it works. How about 20 years? Everybody say 20 years.
20 years.
That's not 20 minutes. It's not 20 days. And can you see the wisdom of God? 20 years filters. Right? 20 years separates people who are playing from people who are serious. People who are just trying looking out for something for themselves, the people who are really committed to God.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Say it again, 20 years.
20 years.
20 years. I've been with you. Your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young. They didn't miscarry. The lambs of your flock, I didn't eat. He wasn't eating off of Laban. He was carrying himself. That which was torn of beast, I didn't bring it to you. I bear the loss of it. I covered it. Of my hand did you require it. You made me pay it. Whether it was stolen by day or stolen by night, I covered it. Thus I was in the day, the drought consumed me. They're out there in the desert, you know. And the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. How long?
20 years.
Thus have I been 20 years in your house. I served 14 years for your two daughters. I imagine he's thinking, and I ain't forgot that old switcheroo on my wedding night. And 6 years for your cows. And you changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, the fear of Isaac had been with me, you'd have sent me away empty.
Yeah.
But he didn't go out empty.
No.
I said he didn't go out empty.
Hallelujah.
He went out rich.
Yeah.
He had herds when he left there. He had flocks when he left there. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
He had employees. He had his own stuff. And when he went over there, he had a stick and a bag. Remember that?
Right.
Oh, friend, get this now. Get this. Even if people burn you, it ain't over. Even if they burn you more than once.
Yeah.
Even if they take advantage of you. lie, steal. Why was it that somebody who was so much sharper than Laban was a deceiver himself? But I mean, he met the master tricker. Old Uncle Laban. And I mean, in spite of Laban burning him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, he still left rich. Why? Because the blessing was on him. I said the blessing was on him. The anointing to increase was on him. Remember, it came to Abraham. God Almighty, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh said to him, I will bless you. Ooh, glory to God. That's not empty words. When he says, I will bless you, then everything he touched. I mean, you couldn't keep him down. Couldn't hold him back. Even people burning him and ripping him off time after time, he still come out rich. And God turned it around. Because he stayed at the place. Just because you're experiencing some difficulties doesn't mean you're not where you're supposed to be. Just because some people have treated you badly doesn't mean you're in the wrong place. Oh, friends, are you listening?
Yes.
Not just to Keith now, are you listening to the Holy Ghost? So many people are such babies and they don't know God well enough. They're led by external things. Something go wrong, they go, oh, well, this must not be God because this is happening. And so they just jump and they run. Jesus told the disciples one time, they didn't want to go. He said, get in the boat and go across the lake. They didn't want to go. He said, I said, go. So they went and got in the biggest storm they had ever been in their life. Thought they're all going to die. Obeying the Lord. Doing exactly what he told them to do, exactly where he told them to be. The biggest storm they'd ever seen in their life. Storms do not indicate you're not in the will of God. People mistreating you is not a revelation that you're not in the will of God. Don't be led by hurts, by offenses, by deals gone wrong. Did you hear me? Don't say, I'm staying where God puts me. Nothing will move me out. No demon. No calamity. No person. No hate. No bad experience. Nothing will move me out of my place. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Jacob, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-423. That's R-423. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.